Okay. Often in the slot, we sort of ask a question, develop a couple of different mahalchim. Tonight, we'll pretty much try to have one mahalach that will take us through a couple of different issues. It's a couple of ideas which I think are very, very... it's an idea which I find very, very powerful. In the middle of Parshas Naso, so we have a couple parshios that talk about different halachic topics. We talk about Nazir, we talk about Sota. And one of those topics talks about a person who engages in Gezela and Gezel Hager. And the Torah teaches us that if a person steals, and Rashi points out, this is one of the primary reasons why we repeat halachas that in a certain sense we already know is to teach us this chiddush, that the Torah tells us that if you steal from a convert, and the convert passes away, and the convert has no yorshim, and therefore, who are you going to return the item to? I stole from him, I want to return it, but he passed away, I have no one to return it to. So the Torah teaches us that you can return it to a kohen, that if you return it to a kohen, that can be considered part of your kapara. What's interesting is that the Rambam paskens in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, this is the source for the Rambam for the idea of tshuva. It comes from Psukim here, where the Torah tells his vadu es chatasam, that a person engages in vidoy, a person confesses their sins, and v'mein la'ish goel la'hashiv ha'asham elav, you should give it ha'asham ha'mushav la'ashem la'kohen, you give it to the kohen. Number one, the question is, why is it so significant that we learn it, or is there significance to the fact that the Rambam learns the source of Hilchos Tshuva, comes from these halachas, the parsha that talks about not just confessing your sins, but the parsha of what happens when you steal from a ger. So I want to try to make a... Reb Tzadok has a suggestion. It's originally based on a Torah of his Rebbe, of the Ishbitzer, and it's an amazingly powerful insight. Again, Reb Tzadok connects it to the Rambam. The Ishbitzer says as follows in Meir Shiloach and Chelek Aleph. He writes like this. Inyan Gezel Hager, the whole Chiddush of Gezel Hager, is that sometimes a person can sin and they can feel like they have no hope. A person can sin and they feel like there's no way to rectify that Avera. The person who stole from the convert and the convert passes away, and the convert has no yorshim at all. He has no one to inherit anything. So that person could easily say, in a certain sense, I am stuck. I can't do tshuva here. I have no one I can return it to. And part of the chiddush of the parsha of Gezel Hager, umelamid hakasav kan she'in lecha davar she'omed bifnei hatshuva. V'yesh Hashem yisbarach etzos v'al yidach min anidach. Because Baruch Hu makes sure you can always do tshuva. So even if you stole it from a convert, and the convert passed away, and who am I going to be able to give it to? So says Yisbitzer, the chiddush of Gezel Hager is, there's always, always a way out. I can come along and I can give it to a kohen. That's the chiddush of Gezel Hager. You always have a way of doing tshuva, even when you thought you wouldn't be able to. For the Yisbitzer, that's incredibly significant then, that the Rambam quotes this as the source for all of Hilchos Tshuva. Because part of what Hilchos Tshuva is about is to teach us that wherever a person happens to be, they can never be so distant, and they should never make the mistake of assuming that they are unable to do tshuva. A person can always do tshuva, even the guy who stole from the ger, who has no one to return it to now, even that person can do tshuva. A person always has that ability. This yesod of a person, wherever he is, can always be fixed. A person can always try to be in a little bit of a better place. So really connect to the parsha before Gezel Hager and the parsha after Gezel Hager. The Chiddush HaRim points out that the parsha before Gezel Hager, so that's all talking about sending people out of the machane. There are certain kinds of people that are not welcome inside the camp of Bnei Yisrael. You're a person, as an example, who has tzara'as, you got to go all the way out. You're not welcome inside the camp. So the Chiddush HaRim points out that part of what we're trying to learn here is that, let me see here, V'nispecha parshas tshuva leparshas v'yisalchu min ha'machaneh. That part of what we're trying to say is a person, I'll take out some of the chassidus, but sometimes a person can feel like they're pushed out entirely from the machaneh, that they're not welcome. And in the parsha immediately that follows, where we're told that certain people aren't welcome, so the message that we want to give over is, but you can always come back. And however distant a person happens to be, they should never think that because for whatever reason the person has tzaras and they're all the way out, they should never think that they're never going to be able to come back. They're always going to be able to rectify. V'aydei tshuva yachol shaleich ha'tumah migufo. Through tshuva, you can remove whatever impurity you may have. And through tshuva, you have the ability to come back. There are some who connect it to the next parsha. I think this is a Breslov idea, which is the parsha of Sota. The parsha of Sota has a similar theme. Because what's going on in the parsha of Sota? Sota is all about a marriage which in many ways has totally fallen apart. It's about a marriage in which a person suspects his wife of cheating on him, And she did some things which is undoubtedly inappropriate, even if there wasn't, you know, full-blown arayos. There were definitely things that she did that were inappropriate. Part of the chiddush of sota is the same way a person can be sent out of a machil and know he can come back, the same way a person can steal from a ger and know that he always has a place to clap at the Rabbono Shel Olam. So too, that's true, even with a couple. That a couple that can feel like their relationship has in many ways fallen apart. Ki ma'al bo ma'al. There's been a sense of betrayal, as the Maharik, some of us know, emphasizes. There's been a sense of betrayal that took place here. It doesn't mean that the couple couldn't get back together, and it doesn't mean that there couldn't be a certain kind of rectification, which is going to emerge at the end. And there, it really seems incredibly unlikely in the Parsha of Sota. As we quoted once earlier this year, Dr. Kamenetsky points out in the Amos Yaakov here in the Parsha, that when a couple is... We don't even rely on Edim to clarify things. The only way that the husband's really going to be able to trust his wife again is with a straight-up miracle from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what the Mesota is. Part of the Sota ritual is to have a miraculous event clarifying that she's really all that she's all good. Because short of a miracle from the Ribono Shel Olam, this couple doesn't have a lot of chances. And part of the message here is that there's always the capacity. The Ribono Shel Olam is always there to help ensure the fact that people, in whatever state they're in, can always get to a better place. Be that in Gezel Hager, be that in Vishalchum and Hamachana, and be that in the Parsha of Sota, there's always the capacity, wherever a person is, to get back to where you may want to be in a more ideal state and to get back to a better place. The thinker that is undoubtedly most associated with this idea is, I think Rabbi Nachman in a bunch of places in Likutei Moharan. We're not going to talk about this idea of not having yeyesh, of knowing that a person shouldn't give up. What I do want to talk about is how a person does this. It's one thing in the Parsha of Sota, where a person could know that, you know what, Hashem's going to have some sort of a miracle, was going to clarify things for him, you know what, that's going to be able to solve things. But in the Parsha of Tshuva, that's often not the case. So there's a lesson of Gezel Ger, a person can always come back, but sometimes it's incredibly challenging. And Rabbi Nachman, in a couple of places in the Kutim Aran, gives us insight into how a person can do that. This is the source of tshuva. The source of tshuva for the Rambam is this parsha about how no matter how far you go, you can always come back. So Rabbi Nachman has a couple of very well-known insights. In the Kutim Aran Tinyana, in Torah Ein Ches, so that's where, and this we, many of us know, that's Rabbi Nachman talks about how, if I can get the line right now, V'aklal ki asr l'yayish atzmo, that a person should never give up hope at all. Now, what do you do to really fix it? So Rabbi Nachman writes in the Likutei Moharan in Torah Reish Pei Beis, in the very famous Torah, Nachman points out that a person has to learn how to, within themselves, always be able to find some good. And the way that, however distant you are, you're always able to come back, however much you're like that person who's the tzaras person who's thrown out all the way, or the family, the couple is having a hard time, the starting point is always being able to identify some good. And when you can identify some good in yourself, says Rabbi Nachman, so that already propels you, it gives some momentum, and suddenly you're able to be in a better place. Part of the Iker Chiddush Rabbi Nachman is to go one step further. Not only is it true that a person can always sort of rebuild themselves wherever they are, but you can also do that for your friends. That part of what Dan Nakaf's Chus is, Rabbi Nachman writes, is to be able to find a person that maybe a leave of the MS, it'd be hard to judge him in any sort of positive way. In truth, he's a guy that's not that great. It'd be hard to judge him in that positive way. But when you're tzarech l'mtzavu ezen ma'atov, when you find some good within him, so that already starts building some momentum for that person. If you can find a person who's down and explain to him how there's some good, how there's some positivity in his life, so that's one way in many ways of being able to bring him back. So our primary goal tonight was just to develop a mahalach in, as far as parshas Nasa. There are a bunch of parshios here. It's hard to understand exactly what the juxtaposition is of the different parshios. And one of the yesodos, as the Ishbitzer begins with Gezel Hager, is that a person has to know they can always do tshuva, even when it seems like circumstances make it impossible, you can always do tshuva. For the Chiddush Arim, in a certain sense, that's the connection, that when you're thrown out of the machana, it doesn't mean you can always get rid of that tumah, you can always come back. For Rav Kamenetsky, and I think it's more of a Breslov idea, that's part of the message of Sota, that a couple that looks like it's falling apart, your Ribono Shel Olam can get involved and be able to rectify and make things smoother. But the key to everything, the key to not losing hope, is to always be able to identify some good. And that's part of the Torah of Rabbi Nachman, is to be able to understand that in yourself to be able to find some good, and certainly also to be able to find that good in others, as sometimes there are people that have lost that ability. And when you can find good in others, so that is something which is incredibly, incredibly powerful, and hopefully very valuable. So again, a little bit atypical, sort of just one sort of a mahalach tonight. Hopefully when it takes us to a part of the parsha, guys, have a great night. What's up, Shai?